We continue now with the new Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Beis. We're about four lines from the top of the page. The Mishnah is continuing this discussion about the selection and handling of birds, of doves, from the Shovach on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Zimein Shechorim U'matzah Levanim. If on Erev Yom Tov, a person designated, set aside doves that were Shechorim, black, and then on Yom Tov, he actually finds Levanim, he finds white ones, or the opposite scenario, Levanim Amatzah Shechorim, he sets aside white birds and then he finds black ones. Shnayim Umatzah Shlosha. Perhaps another scenario, he puts aside two and then he finds three. In all of these cases, Asurim. He is not permitted to take any of these duds on Yom Tov. They're all soon to be Muktzah. Why is that? Says Rashi, Zimein Shechorim V'lo Hayasham Od. They're not there anymore. He set aside black birds, and he comes back and he sees they're not there. And then he finds that they're all white. Obviously, the ones that he set aside have left. They've flown away. And these are new birds that showed up since. And similarly, if you have set aside two, and then you find three, and you do not recognize which ones were set aside beforehand, and which is the new bird, we say kula matzurim. However, the Mishnah continues, shlosha matzah shnayim mitarim. If you set aside three and only two remain, then they are permissible. It says Rashi, then we say ha'echad halach, or shnayim nishara, then we say that one left and two remained. The law means we don't say ho'l ve'echad halach, since one left, kein ho'chu kulam ve'elu achir mein. Must be they all left, and these two birds that are here are now two new birds. We don't say that. In that scenario, we say that the two that are here were among the three that were set aside the day beforehand. Continues the Mishnah, B'soch HaKein, U'matzah Lefnei HaKein Asurin. If a person designates birds before Yom Tov, and they were all B'soch HaKein, all inside the pigeonhole, and then he comes on Yom Tov itself, and he finds them all Lefnei HaKein, before the pigeonhole, Asurin. Says Rashi, Zimen B'soch HaKein, U'matzah Lefnei HaKein, U'B'soch HaKein L'matzah Klum. Inside the pigeonhole, he doesn't find any. They are going to be prohibited. Ubi Gemara Mefarish La says Rashi, the Gemara will explain the reason. However, concludes the Mishnah, if, however, there are no birds whatsoever in that entire area, except for these birds that he finds Lefnei HaKein, so then they are going to be permissible, then he may partake of these birds. So now the Gemara is going to analyze these cases found in the Mishnah. The Gemara begins by questioning the first case in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah was Zimein Shchorim Ematzah Levanim, Levanim Ematzah Shchorim. If he sets aside black birds and he finds white ones, or white ones and he finds black birds, Asurim. So says the Gemara Pshita, this is obvious. Why does the Mishnah need to tell me something that is so obvious? We've already established that the birds must be set aside before Yom Tov. According to Beis Shammai, you actually have to handle them. According to Beis Hillel, sufficient to stand there and say Zev Zani Notel. But some designation prior to Yom Tov is required. And now the Mishnah is telling us that you set aside black ones and you find white ones and vice versa. There are, sir, of course. Clearly, these were not the birds that you set aside beforehand. So Rabbi says no. The case that we are dealing with over here is a little more complicated than the way it appears in the Mishnah. Kigon, the case is Shazimein Shchorim Ulevanim. The case over here is where he designated both black and white birds. V'hishkim Matzah Shchorim Makom Levanim. Ulevanim Makom Shchorim. And when he wakes up in the morning, he finds that the blackbirds are in the place where the white ones were previously, and the white birds are in the place where the black ones were. Ma'udetema, perhaps you would have said, Hani inhu ninhu, visapucha yisapuch. You may have said that really these are the same birds that he separated yesterday, and they just switched around. They just switched places. Kumash Malan comes along, the Mishnah teaches, no. Hanach azdula alma. That we assume the ones that were there yesterday, the ones that he set aside, left, they went elsewhere. And these are different birds. Rashi comments, Kigon Shazimen Shchorim Levanim, B'shnei Kinim. We're talking about two different pigeonholes. V'cholakinim v'dolim v'chitzos aliyos. And these pigeonholes are all separated with dividers, and they're on different levels. Kedera kol shovchen, asuyon aliyos harbe, v'cholali yesh b'mechitzos harbe. Says Rashi, this is the normal manner in which the way a shovach would be set up. It would be arranged with different levels and the chitzos in between each section. And so, therefore, the case over here that the Gemara is suggesting in the Mishnah is that the day beforehand, the person went to two kinim, and he set aside both Levonim and Shechorim, and he comes back the next day, and there are white birds where the black one was, and there are black birds where the white ones were. And perhaps you would have thought they switched places. Comes along the Mishnah and says, no, Asurim, that we assume that they are different birds. Continues the Gemara, Lema Masayele L'Reb Chanina. Perhaps we should say that the Mishnah, the way it teaches now, comes as a siyu, as a support for Chanina. The Reb Chanina, because Reb Chanina taught, Rov V'Karov Halechacha HaRov, that whenever there's a conflict that arises, in which we could follow, on the one hand, the Rov, which means the majority, which we'll explain in a moment, a Karov, something which is close, within proximity, so we follow the Rov, the majority. Rashi explains it here, Rov V'Karov and Bam Ma'aseh L'faneinu, if we have a particular matter that we are trying to resolve, a Safek, V'yesh L'tlosa B'dar V'Karov Lo L'hatir L'asar, and it's possible to say that this Safek can be resolved by attributing that which we not sure where it came from, by saying it came from that which is karov, that which is close, olahati olasur, whether it comes to be matir or to asur something. And it is also possible at the same time to say no, that this particular matter should be attributed to the rov, to the majority, which is in conflict with karov. In this case, halechacharov. Chanina teaches that we follow the rov. And it would seem, says Rashi, that our Mishnah also follows this line of reasoning. Because it is very possible to say that the blackbirds which appear on the right side of the cane, and the white birds which appear on the left side of the cane, were all in this cane, they were all in the dove coat yesterday. We could say they switched positions. But that's not what we say. What we say is no, that these are not the same birds at all. That in fact those birds that were here yesterday must have left. And these birds, we are choshesh, came meruba, they came from the majority of the birds in the world, which are me'alma, which are from anywhere else. And so therefore we're concerned that these birds are muksa. So says the Gemara, it would seem that the Mishnah comes as a siyua for Rabbi Chanina's position that when we have Rov Karov, we follow Rov. So says the Gemara, not necessarily so. Kedamar Abaye Bedaf, Hochanami Bedaf. Says the Gemara, just as Abaye has taught elsewhere, Rashi says, L'kaman, we're going to see in a little later on, that Abaye explains that the case over here is talking about Bedaf, which means that there's a plank, a platform, that's on the front of the Shovach. So Hochanami over here as well, Bedaf. What does that mean? So, says Rashi, Bedaf. There is a platform that protrudes from the shovach and the dovecot. And constantly birds are coming and they are sitting there. Because they are afraid to enter the shovach, because the birds are very territorial, and the ones that are normally there will expel them. They'll chase them out. However, when the birds that are normally in that shovach leave, elu nichnasin, so these will go in. Hilkoch says Rashi chashinon shemim min adaf bo lekanin, that we are concerned that what the birds that are in there now came from this daf. Hilkoch asurim. Therefore, we say that all the birds are asur. Dahavelu hu kulu krovim shebadafim shebekan. Hilkoch zil basaruba. In this case, all of the birds are considered karov. So it's not the typical conflict that we would have between rov and karov, in which Rabbi Chanina says that when we have a conflict between rov and karov, halakha karov, in this case, even the krovim shebedaf, themselves are considered to be a problem in this respect, and therefore we are concerned that the birds that you are going to take today are not the same birds that were there from yesterday, and therefore they are all considered to be muksa. The Gemara now continues to explain the next phrase in the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught Shnayim Matzah Shloshim Asurim, that if one designated two birds on Erev Yom Tov, and then the Yom Tov finds three, they are all prohibited. So the Gemara explains why this is so. It says the Gemara, Monafshach, either way they are going to be Asur. I achrininenu, achrininenu. If these are different birds entirely than the ones from the day before, so obviously they're going to be prohibited because they're different birds and they're going to be muksa. And even if they're not different ones, says the Gemara, there is clearly going to be, in this case, one that it was mixed up that was not there yesterday, and we don't know which two were here yesterday, and so therefore they're all going to be prohibited, And says the Gemara, that is the explanation for the Mishnah, which says, Shnayim Matzah Shlosha Asur. The Gemara now continues to explain the next line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah then teaches, Shlosha Matzah Shnayim Matorim, that if they originally on Erev Yom Tov he designated three birds, and now he finds only two, so they are Mutar. So says the Gemara, Mai Taima, what is the reason? Hani Inhu Ninhu, we assume that the two birds that are here today are the same ones that were designated yesterday. And one of the original ones went away. And so therefore this makes perfect sense. So says the Gemara, Le'im Masnis and Rebbe Hiva Lo Rabbonim. Says the Gemara, and perhaps we should say that the Mishnah, the way it is presenting now, reflects the position of Rebbe and not the Rabbanim. What exactly is the case here? The Tanya is we learn in the Braisa, Hiniach Mana Matz Masayim. If he places a mana, one coin, and he finds Masayim 200, two coins, so it turns out that chulin ma'aseh sheni mixed up. Divi Rebbe, v'chachamim omrim akol chulin. Chachamim says all chulin. What's going on over here? So Rashi explains that we're talking about ma'os ma'aseh sheni. We know that the halacha is that produce that is grown in the land of Israel during the first, second, the fourth, and the 50 years of the Shemitah cycle, so a tenth, a portion of that produce is to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. The farmer has the option, if he wants, to go ahead and to take the value of those payrolls and to transfer them to coins, money, and then take the money to Yerushalayim and use it there to purchase food. It's a more efficient way, if you will, of being able to fulfill the Torah's obligation of eating payrolls ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim. So the case over here, says Rashi, was a person places a mana. He takes a certain amount of money and he places, of ma'aseh sheni, he places into a tevet, puts it in a box for safekeeping. And then he comes back and he discovers double the amount. So says Rebbe, chulin u'maiser sheni mu'rabin zebazeh. What does that mean, says Rashi? Echad chulin. We assume that one of them is chulin, meaning one of them does not have kedusha maiser sheni. Ve'in yodea izo, but he doesn't know which one is which. So v'notel yafesh behen. So what he does is he takes the nicer of the two. V'omer, he says the following. Im shel maiser, if this one is of maiser, hare yafe. Good, perfect. So I take the nice one, I'm going to use that for purpose of ma'aser sheni. If this, however, is actually the one of chulin, so then my intention is to take the ma'aser sheni coin and to be mechallel upon this. So this way I'm covering my bases. So this is Rebbe who says, chulin ma'aser sheni, Rav and Zebu, you assume they are all mixed up. Rabbanan teach, however, hakol chulin. What does that mean, hakol chulin? Says Rashi, ho ilvelo matzah kamo sheniach, since he's not finding the coin the way he left it. Told him, we assume, lahakel, leniently, velomer, not talas arishon, it must be that he took the original coin of Ma'aser Sheni, v'niach memakam acher, and he put it somewhere else. V'niach shuv es elu, and then he put these two coins here. Shachach, and he forgot about it. She'ein adam v'niach ma'os chulin and Ma'aser b'yachad. Because we assume that a person would never go ahead and mix up chulin and Ma'aser Sheni coins together. So the Rabbanon say that we assume that the coins that are found over here are not Ma'aser Sheni. Even though I remember putting originally one Ma'aser Sheni coin here, it must be that I since moved it somewhere else, and now I forgot where I put it. Now the Braisa continues with sort of the reverse scenario. In Yech Masayim, if a person places two manas of Ma'aser Sheni in a box, umatzabana, but then he comes back later and he discovers only one, so we assume mana munach and mana muta. We assume that one mana of the original Ma'aser Sheni remains, and the other one was removed, was taken. Divi Rebbe, the Chachamim Omrim, once again, the Chachamim say, hakol chulin. We assume no, that it is all chulin money. Says Rashi, hakol chulin, ho ilvelo haleilu shalayim, since he knows for sure he hasn't not yet taken this to Yerushalayim, lo hifridon zemizeh, it must be that he never separated them from each other. Shneim natlan, it must be therefore he took both of them, and you put them somewhere else. And this must be chulin shniach alom achar kach. He put it there afterwards. V'shachach, and he forgot about it. So the Chachamim again consistently say over here hakol chulin, because we have to assume that number one, the person would have never separated one ma'aser sheni coin from another, and he would have never mixed ma'aser sheni with chulin. Whereas Rebbe says no, we assume that he forgot, and either another coin was added or one was removed. So the Gemara is saying that it would seem that our Mishnah is consistent with the position of Rebbe and not the Rabbanan. Because what does it say in our Mishnah? If you start an Erev Yom Tov with a certain number of birds in the Shovach, and then that number is decreased, so we assume that the remaining birds are part of that original group. and one of the birds left. And that position would seem to be consistent with that of Rebbe, who says that when you start with a certain number of Maaser Sheni coins, and then that number is decreased, we assume that what remains is from the original Maaser Sheni, and just the one of them is lost. So it seems like the same thing over here. However, this would not seem to follow the position of the Rabbanan, who say that whenever we see a decrease in the number of coins, we assume that all the original coins are gone, and this must be different coins. These are different ones. This is Chulin. So here as well, we should say that if we start Erev Yom Tov with three birds, and now there are only two, it must be that these two are completely different birds. Then it says the Gemara, not necessarily. Afilu Temer Rabbanan, could be that even the Rabbanan would agree over here in our Mishnah. But Itmar Lo, because it was said regarding the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Damar Chervayu, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar explained, Shiny Gozlos, Hol Vasuyin Ladados. Little birds, young birds are different because they are Asuyin Ladados, which means they jump around a lot. It is not unusual for small birds to hop around and jump around and then perhaps leave the Shovach, and therefore you start with three and you end up two. Obviously, coins don't jump around on their own, and under the circumstances, the Rabbanan say it would be very unusual for a person to have actually gone ahead and separated some Maaser Sheni coins from the other, and so therefore we assume that it must be that they were all transferred to another location and he forgot. As it comes to the birds, on the other hand, we can easily say that ho vasuyin ladado, since it is normal for young birds to jump all over the place, that we started with three and one of them left and only two remain. Continues the Gemara of Alamali Lishinuya Allah, Shani Gozlas Ho Vasuyin Ladados. Says Gemara, why is it necessary to explain the Mishnah the way we did by saying that Gozlos, the young birds, are different than the case of most Maaser Sheni, Hol Vasuyin Ladados, because they jump around, they hop around, and so therefore they're more likely to separate from each other. Vayitmar Lo Dahid Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. After all, did we not already teach, in reference to this machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, the following machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar? Chad Amar once said, "B'shnei chisin machlokas aval b'kisecha divrei hakochulin." According to one opinion, either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Elazar, we're not sure which is which, the whole machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan was in a case of shnei kisin. There were two different purses. One contained a mana of Maaser Sheni, and the other one was a different purse. Aval b'kis echad, but in a case where both of the manas were found in one purse, divrei hakochulin. In this case, everybody agrees, both Rebbe and the Rabbanan, that if there's only one mana, so then we assume that it is of chulin. V'chad omar, and the other opinion is no. Because echad machlokes, the whole machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan is dafka b'kis echad. Aval b'shnei kisin, however, if we're dealing with two different purses, divrei hakol mana munach u'mana mutol. In that case, everyone is of the opinion that the assumption that we make is that one mana of the original two remained, and one mana was removed. So says the Gemara as follows: Bishlum Amar b'shnei kisin machlokes. According to the one who says that the whole machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan is the case of shnei kisin, haynu the itzrich l'shnei yehacha shani gozlos hov asuyin ladados. So now it is understandable why we have to say here, we have to give the answer that we did over here, that this case is different because we're dealing with young birds that are accustomed to jumping all over the place. Rashi explains that since the two doves act independently, one of the other, so they're really similar in this case to a case of two different coins which are in two different purses. And in that case, these cases are analogous. Ella says, the Gemara, the Mandi Omer, b'kis echad machlokes. According to the one who says that the whole machlokes is b'kis echad, aval b'shnei kisin, however, when we're dealing with two purses, divrei hakol mana munach mana mutol, that we're dealing with two different purses, then we assume that everybody's in an agreement that if only one mana was found, so then we assume that one mana, the original, remained, and one of them was removed. So hash to lama li l'shnui Allah. So then why is it that we now have to give this answer that we gave, that shani gozos ho'il vasuyin ladados? After all, we said b'shnei kisin lo pligi. You've said that what in the cases of two different kisin, there is no machlokes. And so therefore, the same reasoning should apply when we're dealing with the birds. Even though it's true that one of the birds left, we could say that the other ones remained behind. So therefore, there would be no reason to come to this answer that the Gemara gave of Shani Gozal's Hoil Pasuyin Ladados. So the Gemara now presents Rav Ashi's explanation as to why it is that it was necessary for the Gemara to give this answer. Amar Rav Ashi, Hacha, Begozos Mekusharim, Bekis Mekushar Maskinim. We're talking over here about birds that are tied together, and the Bryce as well is talking about purses that are tied together. In other words, these cases really are very similar. They're, as far as we can tell, they're completely analogous, which is why the Gemara then had to say, Shani Gozos Hovasiyin Ladados. That's why, according to Rav Ashi, the Gemara had to present a reason to differentiate between the two. How so? What is the basis for that differentiation? So says the Gemara, Gozos Menachi Hadadi. The birds, since they jump around a lot, so then even though originally they were tied together, Mistam at some point they are going to separate one from the other, they're going to become apart one from the other. However, Kisin Lo Menachi Hadadi. However, purses, which are not going to move around from one place to the other, since they were tied together initially, so we do not assume that they are going to be separated. And says, therefore, the Gemara is saying that it's only in the case of the purses where the Rabbanim assume that if one mud is removed, so the other one must have been removed as well. However, in the case of the birds that are tied together, so there it is possible that one bird may have been left behind. After all, it is easy to understand how they could have separated. And then the Gemara says, so then what then is the basis of the opinion of Rebbe? So the Rebbe Amalach, Rebbe will say, Kisin Nami, even when it comes to Kisin, why? Zimnin, there are times, the Misachel Kitrayu, there are times that the knot can become untied. Even though it's true that the purses don't move on their own, they're inanimate, unlike birds, they're not medadadin, but nevertheless, since it's possible that the knot will become loose, so therefore it is possible that one mana was taken and the other one was left behind.